right. We are starting a series here today called Your Next Will Be Greater. So this is the first message in the series, Your Next Will Be Greater. And I believe God's word is going to encourage, going to build you up, and going to get you ready for what God has ahead. So our key verse for this series is Haggai chapter 2, 7 to 9. And we're just going to read that, and then I'm going to back up a little bit to the beginning of this story. So Haggai chapter 2, verse 7 says, "And I will shake all nations, so the treasures of all nations shall come in. And I will fill this house with glory, says the Lord of hosts. The silver is mine, and the gold is mine, declares the Lord of hosts. The latter glory of this house will be greater than the former, says the Lord of hosts. And in this place I will give peace, declares the Lord of hosts." So here the Lord is telling the people of Israel through the prophet Haggai, telling them loud and clear that the next that he's going to do, the new temple that he wants them to complete, is going to be greater than the past, than the former. But they had to believe it, and they had to press in to the new. So we need to back up a little bit when we hear this story, when what is really going on. And we can find the previous to the story back in Ezra chapter 3, verse 11 to 13. You see, God's people had been taken captive. They had walked away from following God and began to serve false gods, and a number of things happened, but they ended up their country, their cities being destroyed, and the temple was also destroyed, and God's people were taken captive. Now, in Ezra's time, God allows, through the then ruling king, that Ezra can come back and begin to rebuild the temple. And they start, they get together, they're organized, and they begin rebuilding, and they lay the foundation for the new temple. And in verse 11, this is what we read. It says, "They sang responsively, praising and giving thanks to the Lord. They sang, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever toward Israel. Then all the people shouted with a great shout when they praised the Lord, because the foundation of the house of the Lord was laid. But many of the priests and Levites and heads of the fathers' houses, old men who had seen the first temple, wept with a loud voice when the foundation of this temple was laid before their eyes. Yet many shouted aloud for joy. So the people could not discern the noise of the shout of joy from the noise of weeping of the people. For the people shouted with a loud shout, and the sound was heard far away." So this is an amazing picture. You see, they've laid a new foundation, and a number of the people are so excited and joyful, they're shouting. And yet there's some who remember the old temple, and it says they are weeping with a loud voice. Now think about it for a minute. Why would you weep with a loud voice? No, they're not just feeling sad, they are weeping with a loud voice. This is grieving. They were grieving the past, the old temple. You see, when they saw this foundation, they could only remember what the old one was like. And in their minds and in their hearts, they were thinking there is nothing that can ever be as great as that. So for them, it was a time for grieving, not shouting for joy. But God was trying to take them to their next. Now you need to understand something. Initially, remembering and grieving the loss of what was is good. It's the right thing to do. And in no way does God suggest that they were wrong to grieve at that time. However, staying in the past, refusing to let go, will make it impossible to experience the new and greater that God has planned. You see, because as they laid that first foundation and this situation happened, you'd be thinking in your mind, wow, they're going to begin building on that foundation. It's going to happen quick. But it didn't. Persecution came and they stopped building. As a matter of fact, they stopped building for a few years until we see Haggai, God speaking through Haggai to the people, says, you need to build. And if you look in the previous chapter in Haggai, he's telling them, hey, you've looked after your own homes. Don't forget to look after the temple. Let's get it built. And then God gives him that word to encourage those who remembered the past. And he says, the latter will be greater than the former. You see, God has something great. He wants you to step into it, but you will have to let go of the former to move in to what's coming. Let me give you a few verses about that. Isaiah 42 and verse 9. It says this, the things announced in the past, look, they've already happened. But I'm declaring new things before they even appear. I'm going to tell you about them. How about this? Isaiah 43, verse 18 and 19. In the Amplified Version, it says, do not remember the former things or ponder the things of the past. Listen carefully. I am about to do a new thing. Now it will spring forth. Will you not be aware of it? I will even put a road in the wilderness, rivers in the desert. God speaking to his people saying, look, you need to let go of the past, move forward. I'm about to do something new, something greater. Matthew 9, verse 15 to 17. We read here Jesus speaking to the people. You see, the Pharisees and even John's disciples, they were looking at Jesus and his followers at that time, and they were saying, you guys are doing it differently. You're not doing it right. And Jesus said this to them in verse 15, can the friend of the bridegroom mourn as long as the bridegroom is with them? But the day will come when the bridegroom will be taken away from them, and they will fast. You see, the Pharisees and John's disciples were saying, how come you guys don't fast? That's the way it's supposed to be done. And then Jesus gives them this in verse 16. It's a lesson to remember. No one puts a piece of new, unshrunk cloth on an old garment, for the patch pulls away from the garment, and the tear is made worse. Nor do they put new wine into old wineskins, or else the wineskins will break. The wine is spilled and the wineskins are ruined, but they put new wine in new wineskins and both are preserved. You see, Jesus was giving them a picture of something they would understand clearly. And obviously, putting that grape juice into an old stretched wineskin, as it fermented, as that began to happen, it would swell and just the skin would have no stretch in it. It would just bust apart. So he's giving them a picture they could understand to explain. God was doing a new thing, and he would not use the same old methods. God was going to move by his Holy Spirit differently, and he was going to use different methods. The Lord had a plan and a purpose, and he was going to bring it to pass, but it wouldn't look exactly the same. You see, if what we are doing has become dead and lifeless, we have dead religion, not living relationship. And sometimes we get caught in a pattern of the past and we refuse to move forward. The religious leaders were not able to get let go of their past, and they refused to accept the new. Because they refused to accept the new and let go of the past, they ended up doing everything they could to destroy Jesus, the Son of God. He was trying to bring them the most amazing freedom and joy they could imagine, forgiveness of sin, healing for their mind and body and spirit. But they refused, they became bitter, and they caused themselves and others to miss out. Luke 11, 52 and 53 says, what sorrow awaits you experts in religious law? For you remove the key to knowledge from the people. You don't enter the kingdom yourselves, and you prevent others from entering. As Jesus was leaving, the teachers of the religious law and the Pharisees became hostile and tried to provoke him with many questions. You see, our actions and decisions never only affect us. I know many times I'll hear people talk, or you don't see on social media, they feel their actions are their actions. They can do whatever they feel. Listen, when you're a Christian and you know God's word, you need to understand something. Your actions affect everyone around you. Whatever you're leading is ultimately affected by your actions. And these religious leaders, people who knew God and were supposed to be bringing people, others closer to God, they end up being the ones who want to destroy Jesus, the one God sent. You see, God has an amazing future with greater glory and blessings beyond your imagination, but you need to be willing to step into it with joy. I remember a past season where my wife and I and our kids at that time were going through a transition. We were going from one season to a next. And I wasn't really happy about it. I actually was frustrated. You know, I like things to stay the same. I don't like moving around. I don't like big changes, but I have learned to enjoy them and get excited about them now. But at this time, I wasn't really happy about this. As a matter of fact, I was just plain grouchy and complaining. But the next season was upon us, whether I liked it or not. And the one night, my wife had a dream. And in her dream, she dreamed that we were going on a camel ride. And the both of us were getting ready to get on our camels. And we were heading out into the desert. But it was, you know, she was looking and thinking, she was excited about this camel ride heading out into the desert with a guide. And it was going to be so fun. And she said, I was kind of grouchy and complaining about it. But anyhow, as she was looking at this dream, she noticed her camel was really happy. And the camel was like friendly and all excited to go on this camel ride. And then she looked at my camel and she said, my camel was looking angry and this long face and looked like it was about to spit and just its body language, it was grouchy. It did not want to go on this ride. And she said, while she saw it in the dream, she all of a sudden began to laugh. And she looked at me in the dream and said, your camel looks just like you. Yeah, and of course, you don't have to be an expert at dream interpretation to get what that means. You see, my attitude to the change, my attitude to the next was about to determine my ride. You need to understand something. If you're not willing to go to the next, but the next is upon you, you're going to be bitter, you're going to be grouchy, and it will determine your season. I did make up my mind I wanted a better season. I would like to say I was perfectly happy after that, but that would be lying. But I was much less grouchy about it. And I learned to accept our season and where we were headed. And it was a lot better than it could have been. So, Jeremiah chapter 29 and verse 11. God says, I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Ephesians 3 and verse 20 says, now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. You see, the Lord wants to use you to transform lives and change the world around you. But it will only happen if you're willing to leave the comfortable, safe past and present and enter the new that God has for you. You see, all through Scripture, God has transformed the then-known world by using ordinary people who said yes to the new. Think about it for a minute. Moses had to leave his comfortable shepherding and go where his life would be in danger, and he would have to do some things he didn't want to do. You see, his life was settled. It was perfect. He had a wife, some kids, looking after sheep, no stress, you know, out in the wild, just enjoying nature, looking after sheep. And then he sees a burning bush. And God speaks to him and says, this is what I want you to do. I want you to lead my people out of Egypt. I've seen their sorrow and suffering. Their voices come to me, and I'm choosing you. And God actually says he's going to lead them out. He's going to show his power on Pharaoh. And then he says to Moses, so guess what you get to do? I need you to talk. I need you to go. Moses does not want to do it. He's not at first happy about his next, is he? But he finally says, okay, God, I'll go if you send Aaron to talk for me. And he ends up going with Aaron into a next. Think about this for a minute. You and I, God is calling us into a next. We have the ability to change and transform lives around us. And we don't know how far that can reach. It could go much farther than we even imagine. But God has called us to something. We have the free will to say yes or no. You see, God will not force you into your next. He will put it there for you, and the choice is for you to make. But if you choose not to do the next he's putting before you, you will affect many. If you choose to do it, you will affect many. The next God has for you may cost you something. The next God has for you will have more responsibility to it. But the next will most definitely be greater. What if Moses had said, "No, thank you, I'm not going"? Now, I believe God is sovereign. There's a possibility he'd have found someone else. But let's just say for a minute, he chooses not to, because Moses is the one who was ordained, and Moses said no. There would have been no Israelites freed from slavery. There would have been no Red Sea crossing where the waters parted and stood like walls on either side. There would have been no people entering a promised land. There would have been no Bethlehem and no stable and no birth of a Savior. You going into your next will affect generations of people behind you. I'm telling you now, your next will be greater. Be willing to leave your past and step into your next. I want to take just a few minutes right now to close this message by praying for people. I believe the Holy Spirit wants to speak a little bit into lives and speak about next. I'm going to do that right now, just a few minutes. If you're listening, God may be speaking to you because he knows your heart. He knows what's going on before you were even born. He had a plan, and the Holy Spirit wants to speak. So let me just pray for a minute, and let's hear what the Holy Spirit would say. So Lord, we just thank you right now. We thank you for your people. We thank you for the next that you have for people. Lord, there are so many nexts in store. And Lord, as I begin to pray, I see a young lady right now, and she's trying to make a decision about a next. And I see it's a relationship marriage decision. And you're just not sure if you want to go there. Do I really want kids? Do I want the commitment? And I just want to encourage you, God is setting that next for you. It's going to be greater than you can imagine. Right now, you're thinking about the hard parts. And you know what? Good. Weigh it out. Know that with marriage, sometimes there's some trouble. But I can tell you this, it's going to be greater. So step into your next. As I'm praying, I see a young man, and I see in work boots with a hard hat and a tool belt. You are in an industry construction. I can see it's that. And you're wondering what your next is. I can see you're in the construction. You've got everything. Everything looks really perfect is what I see. But I see on the inside, you don't like what you're doing at all. And you've been praying and you've been asking God, what's my next? Because on the outside, everybody thinks this is what I should do. Everybody thinks I'm perfect at this. But inside, I don't like it. What is my next? God has a next for you. And I see your next involves some type of schooling. So obviously, there's already something on your heart that you want to do next. Your next step is take the schooling for it. Okay, so you know what it is. Take the schooling for it. All right, God has an awesome next for you. Lord, I just thank you for today. I thank you that you speak into people's lives, that you love them more than they can imagine. And Lord, even right now, I'm asking, touch lives. Give us boldness. Give us the courage to step into our next. Do not let us ever be afraid. Lord, let us step forward with joy and excitement about the next. And even now, we break off fear that would keep people from their next. Fear, go in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord. You've got something great. So today, know without a shadow of a doubt, your next will be greater because you serve a good God who loves you and has an amazing plan. God bless you.